Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and the Packers are a couple days away from taking on the Los Angeles Rams out at SoFi Stadium in the state of California, where they have not beat the Rams since 1966. And yes, there was that little sojourn to St. Louis where the Packers may have beat the Rams a few times, but in the pantheon of the great 100-year-plus history of the Green Bay Packers, they have not defeated the Los Angeles Rams since 1966 out in the state of California, which kind of dovetails with some of the concerns maybe that I think probably more on the outside of the building than within, but Matt LaFleur's teams heading west hasn't been the greatest. It certainly hasn't looked up to snuff at times when this team has had to travel westward. So hopefully they knock that rust off early, get up a few scores, release the pass rush on Stafford, dominate time of possession with Josh Jacobs, and win the game and come back to Wisconsin. That is the hope, obviously. And there is some, real concern, I think, when it comes to the wide receiver group as far as who will be available, with both Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs listed as doubtful on the injury report. Now, clearly, Watson dealing with the injury we saw him suffer last week. Doubs is dealing with a personal issue. Matt LaFleur has said it is day-to-day, but listing him as doubtful on the injury report would suggest more likely than not he will not be suiting up out in Los Angeles. Now, that's not for certain. It is doubtful, which means, you know, there's a little bit of leeway slash a possibility that Doubs may be available, but certainly feels like it's leaning towards his non-participation against the Rams. In addition, on the injury report, Devontae Wyatt is out. You hate to see that. Not what you want heading into a game where you would like all hands on deck to take advantage of a beat-up offensive line for the Rams, but Wyatt will not be available. Good news is Edrin Cooper was listed as questionable. He has gone from a did not participate to a limited participant today, hopefully trending in the right direction. And speaking of trending in the right direction, Jaire Alexander practiced another day. That's two in a row. He is listed as questionable, along with Carrington Valentine, who practiced 3 days in a row, also listed as questionable. So we'll see if the Packers can get one or both of their corners back facing a undermanned Matthew Stafford out there in L.A. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everyone already mixing it up in the comment section. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun at the link in the description of this video. Although I would highly recommend not hitching your wagon to one of your hometown favorites, as I did last night with Churio, who came up short, as did the team. Holy cow, was that depressing. That was not a fun time last night. It was fun until it wasn't. So that's a tough one. I'm sure we'll chat about it here in the live chat. But I usually say it was a hell of a season from the Brewers, but yet again, the Brewers stomping all over our hearts after a season that felt pretty special and pretty magical, only to have it snuffed out in a 3-game wildcard series yet again. Brutal, man, but on to bigger and better things, namely the Green Bay Packers and your comments and questions. Hope you're all doing well. Michael starting us off with a super chat. What's going on, man? I'm hurt by that Brewers loss, but man, was it awesome seeing how frenzied AmFam Field was for games 2 and 3. Also, Churio rocks. He does rock. It's no question. I mean, the fact that they have him locked up for a decade is pretty phenomenal. And yeah, the vibe seemed electric again until it wasn't last night. Peter Lohr, what's going on, man? That Jeff Levering sign-off made me choke up. I got to admit, I have purposefully not listened to it because I can't get any more emotional about this fucking team. I know Jeff is amazing. He did a great job on the calls with the home runs the night before. Man, I tell you what, I saw the interview with Yelly in the locker room afterwards, and as emotional as he was, that got me emotional. Talking about Uecker and his chat with Uecker one-on-one after the game, that was in my head all day. That has been in my head since last night when I saw it, and it's kind of been repeated in my brain for like the last, I guess, almost 20 hours or so. I can't handle any more emotional kind of gasoline being poured on this fire. Just can't do it. John Simatovich, what's up, man? Wicks is going to eat on Sunday. Sorry about Milwaukee, I guess. No, you're not. I know you're not, Simatovich. And that's okay. That's all right, man. We don't all root for the Brewers, but we do all root for the Packers. Ed, what's up, man? Just beat the freaking Rams. A sound beating would be a plus. I very much agree, Ed. This, you don't want to call it a get-right game because no game in the NFL should be taken for granted. You got to go 1-0 every week. But this is a game the Packers should handle. I'm not going to say with ease. Again, nothing in the NFL is easy. But this is a game the Packers are clearly the better team, and they should win the game. We'll see what happens any given Sunday. Dag, what's up, man? Man, excited to go my first home field game. Well, there you go. Have a great time. Hopefully you can grab a carry of the G. Mimsy, what's going on, man? Hope last night wasn't last Uecker call. Pain. That's what I kept thinking after listening to Yelly at his locker, and I'm trying not to think about it. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? What is more likely to happen first? Another Packers Super Bowl win or Brewers World Series appearance? I don't like three-game series. Oh, this is 1,000,000,000%. If you're talking between the two, a Packers Super Bowl win is way more likely before we see a World Series appearance from the Brewers. Absolutely. Mark that zero. Clay, what's going on, man? Do you want to see Devontae back? Random Packer Jeff Saturday. Jeff Saturday, a Pro Bowler in a Packers uniform, even though it was like his worst year as a pro. Do I want to see Devontae back? Well, of course. I'd love to see Devontae in a Packers uniform with Jordan Love throwing him the ball, all these other weapons. Who are you going to guard as a defensive coordinator? Where are you rolling coverage? Like, et cetera. However, that's not going to happen. There is no way on God's green earth Brian makes that move. You moved on for a reason. That reason is staring at you in the locker room each and every day in the form of a very young, exciting, developing, growing wide receiving core. And there's the draft pick compensation that you'd have to send to the Raiders. Whatever the Raiders are asking, I'm sure it's going to be a little too rich for Brian's blood and the Packers' blood. And there's the matter of the contract. With Devontae undoubtedly wanting to find a big chunk of guaranteed money wherever he goes, Packers just handed Jordan Love a monster contract and redid and extended Kenny Clark, and they just paid Rashawn Gary last year. Like, all their blue chippers at the top of the kind of, what do you call it, depth chart hierarchy, those top 4, 5, 8 guys. You know, you're going to drop Devontae Adams in there right when you have to make decisions on up-and-comers, young guys who you're developing. I just don't see that occurring. Again, would I like it? Yeah, I'd love it. But I live in reality, unfortunately. Sometimes I wish I didn't. But yeah, that's just not going to happen. Right, what a question. What would Elliot Wolf's Packers have looked like? That's a good question. I think, you know, not dissimilar to what they look like now. I would be very interested to see how Elliott would have handled a transition from Aaron Rodgers to whatever is next. Clearly, you know, Brian took the swing at Jordan Love. I don't know if Elliott would have gone about things the same way. I tend to think he probably a little bit more than Brian would have been more likely to kind of continue to try and load up with Aaron Rodgers, but we'll never know. I'm fascinated to see how his tenure in New England goes. You know, obviously they have a rough start out of the gate here, but I think most people expected that. But yeah, it's going to be an eternal mystery. Joe, what's up, man? Don't care who Rams receivers are. Got to pressure Stafford more than they pressure Darnold. Jonathan Ford active with Wyatt out. Man, I think they'd love that, but I doubt it after, what, 3 practices? Missing a month's time, coming off IR. He is IR designated to return. They have 21 days to activate him. There's a possibility. Obviously, they know way more than we do as far as medical information and where he might be recovery-wise. I suspect probably another week away, but crazier things have happened. And like you say, you need hopefully some extra beef there in the middle of the line. I suspect more than Jonathan Ford coming back, the possibility of Colby Wooden being active for the first time all year, that's probably more likely. That's probably what we'll see tomorrow. Don Vito, what's going on, man? Why is Brandon McManus not in Green Bay already? Probably because of the off-field stuff, which I understand he was, quote, cleared by the NFL. But that doesn't mean there aren't legal proceedings waiting to take place. I suspect that's why. That's just guesswork on my part, but that's an educated guess. Dag, what's up? Now you know how it feels to be a Dodgers fan. Oh, do I? Oh, the Dodgers, the poor widow Dodgers with their $10 billion salaries? Oh, stop. Just stop. You have no idea. That is laughable. That's laughable. You have every resource in the world. You have a whole media empire in South America generating millions of dollars that you guys can use on players. Meanwhile, we got Mark in like Milwaukee going, I don't know. We can maybe afford one dude. Maybe. Come on. Don't ever compare the Dodgers to the Brewers, please. Just because you guys have all the resources in the world and still can't get over the hump. That's like a Bears fan talking about to a Packers fan going like, well, now you know our pain. Like, no, they're completely different situations, completely different teams. It's not even a level playing field. The Dodgers are in another world compared to the Brewers. And that's the problem with Major League Baseball. And we all know it. But, you know, I understand there's pain. I understand you've been hurt by the Dodgers losing. But, man, it ain't even close to the same. We're fighting two battles. You got one. Man, you can tell it's a sore subject a little bit of a sore subject there. Simitovich, what's up? Care the G is being bootlegged to Indy for me. Let's fucking go. There you go. You know what you can expect? A creamy and cold cream ale to make you just love life. You know, in fact, I think I remember that somewhere along the way, someone wrote a song about that.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
That's right, it never gets old. Love to hear it. Absolutely love to hear it. Brett GP, LOL, the LA Avengers. Yeah, exactly. Oh, did we lose last year? Oh, let's go buy every player we can. Give me a break. Oh, my goodness. I feel that, Nags. Yeah, I feel that too. Mike M says, need me some divine intervention to drop me $1,000 to go to the Packers game. Oh, no. Well, have you checked Ticket King? Ticket King, unless you're also talking travel, which might be, that might be part of it. Good times. Don Vito, what's up, man? I forgot, Random Packer, Vicodin-filled pre-MAGA Brett Favre. Oh, baby, that's unfortunate. But hey, that is a random, very, very random Packer, no doubt. Aaron Picard, Luke Musgrave game incoming. I don't know, man. He is also listed on the injury report. I think he is questionable as well. Yeah. Musgrave, questionable with an ankle injury. He did not participate in practice all week long. So, decent chance that he's down on Sunday, I would suspect, seeing as he did not practice all week, but we'll see. They didn't declare him out. So every chance that, he's out. Brandy, now incorporate the hotness song into a Carry the G ad. I like it. That's not a bad idea, actually. It's going to make a disco Barry White style ad for Carry the G. I got to get Jason on that. He's the music master over here. Brandy says, Packers need a get right game. Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, it's you never want to call it a get right game in the NFL because every NFL game is tough. It's hard. And the margin for error is so razor thin. And each and every team has talent available to it. Now, obviously, some teams are a bit more talented than others. But, man, nothing's a given. You got to show up. You got to be correct. Like Matt says, the league will humble you quick. And if the Packers lost on Sunday to the Rams, to this Rams team, That would be humbling. No doubt about it. JP, thanks for the super chat, man. Add last night to the list of Wisconsin sports fun. Man, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. I had a really cynical moment this morning where I saw, you know, the Bucks are rumbling to life and we got Giannis have an interview and all this stuff. And people are like, oh, it's come back to basketball, right? And I'm like, great. Can't wait to watch the Bucks go on a run and lose in the playoffs. See, and that's from someone who doesn't even watch. I don't even watch the Bucks. Like, I do not engage, like, very minimally. But I'm ready for it. It's just, it's a Wisconsin thing. Dag, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. That's the sad part about if we can buy everything, we still can't fucking win. Hey, man, that's on y'all. That's a different kind of, that's a different world, like I said. Callum, any word on the kicker? He's still with us. Narv Puppy, still in the house. Now, there's a big old article in the Green Bay Press Gazette talking about how he's fixed a mechanical issue with his plant foot. It took a month and missing every single, I'll miss at least in every single game for this to be addressed. Okay. We'll see what magic gets worked at SoFi on Sunday. See, this is what happens. Like, my girlfriend said it. Like, you know, the Brewers lose, and I just get in a pissy mood. I'm sorry, guys. It's ugly. I'll reset, and I'll be ready for Sunday in a much better mood, I promise. Ryan, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think Green Bay will part ways with Watson after the season? Went all three wild card games? Oh, you went to all three wild card games. Ryan, I hope you had a great time. With Watson after the season? No. He's under contract for another year. Why would they get rid of cheap labor, especially cheap, athletic, really huge upside labor? I think, if anything, they'll talk about a possible extension. What else we got? Seems they've kicked the kicker can down several more weeks. Dale, you're not lying. And good evening from New York City. I hope you're well. Go back and look at the film and you'll be good for Sunday. Yeah, let's hope so. We'll see. And hey, man, thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch. Appreciate you. I think Jacobs can have a good game against the Rams. Prolific? I agree. And I do think if you had to, like, meld game plans, we'll see some of the stuff we saw against the Colts would be my suspicion as far as the run game goes. And a lot of the bells and whistles, motions, things like that. Different types of runs, some counter, power, what have you. Married with some of the downfield stuff that we saw Love kind of heat up with in the second half of Sunday's game. So I do think Jacobs can be a focal point of the offense and should be against the Rams. They have been terrible stopping the run, and being down a couple receivers makes a lot of sense to lean into your running game. And I don't think it'll just be Jacobs. It'll probably be Wilson as well. But yeah, Josh Jacobs should see the ball early and often in this one, I would suspect. Brianna, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you. Minnesota Twins fan here. Can relate to the penny-pinching level of resources. Go Pack. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying. MLB is just like there's a level, and then there's a couple other levels, and then there's like a morass of you have no money. And it's like you can do what you can, but that's all you can do, and it ain't near what all these other teams can do. It's not great. Not great. Colin, I'm officially Randy Quaid in Major League 2 until the Brewers prove me wrong. Man, I got to tell you, this one hurt probably worse than all the others since 2018. And it has, like I said, it's put me in a foul mood. But I will bounce back. I promise. Ah, Frank, excellent question. If we win the coin toss versus the Rams, do we take the ball out of the gate? Probably not. If there was ever a game to do it, it was the Vikings game, and they didn't. So I suspect Matt will continue to defer. But we'll see. I know Matt did address it early this week where he talked about, you know, there are going to be times where I think it's the right thing to do to get on the front foot with our offense, etc. But more often than not, he does want to try and double up and get that score before half and then score again coming out of the half. And I understand the thinking behind it. But I do wish they would have tried to take the ball in that game against the Vikings. And I would love nothing more than to take the ball against the Rams. I doubt they do, though. But we'll see. Nagler's never right. We'll find out. Warbanger says, I've been pleasantly surprised with Wilson. I tell you what, he is running extremely well and holding up very well in pass pro, which has obviously been a bit of the issue with him not being able to get on the field early in his Green Bay career. But yeah, he has run extremely well, shown some adeptness in the passing game as well. And again, protection has been on point. So he has certainly emerged as a very, very good kind of complement to Josh Jacobs. Now, that said, Josh Jacobs needs to see the ball a hell of a lot more. Does Love feel like he needs to chuck it up for Jesus more than he needs to when behind, when a drive will work? Brandy, I don't know. That's really hard. I mean, that's a kind of a, you know, you're in a guy's head there, and I'm not quite sure I can speak for his headspace, but I get what you're saying. Like, it does feel like he, much like Matt sometimes, gets caught thinking, oh, I got to get this all back now, right away, you know? And you understand, like, you've seen him make some incredible throws and plays with that kind of mindset, but you've also seen him put the ball in jeopardy, right? And that's the thing. Remember when Rodgers was holding on to the ball for so long and we'd all get so upset and we'd just throw it. Well, you know, Love is kind of showing us what happens when you just throw it, you know? One of Rodgers' true gifts was his ability to make sure he didn't put the ball in jeopardy. And when he did throw it up and possibly put it in jeopardy, it was always a calculated risk more than just chuck it up, except for maybe one or two playoff moments. But other than that, yeah, that's a big difference. Rick Harris, hero ball is bad. Well said. Rick also asks, who likes Belichick's two shows and other appearances? I sure do. I really like him on Inside the NFL. The stuff he's doing with those guys is a lot of fun. And most of the stuff I've seen has only been kind of because it shows up on my Twitter feed, but I really like him as a media member. He needs to be back coaching, though. Like, we need him on an NFL sideline. And who knows? Maybe that happens sometime this offseason. Maybe even happens sometimes this year if somebody gets fired early. We'll find out as the NFL turns. Peter Lohr, thanks again, man. Do you think coaching against your brother is stressful? I don't think so in this way. I mean, in the way that Matt and his brother have squared off, it's never been, you know, directly opposed to each other. Now, they're both offensive coaches. So you're never going to be going against the either squad, right? And the only way I would think it would be truly stressful would be if you were head coaches, like if, you know, Jim and John Harbaugh coached against each other. That's got to be stressful. That I can only imagine. But, you know, the head coach versus an assistant coach who's on the same side of the ball. I mean, I get you want to beat your brother, no doubt about that, but I can't imagine that adds too much stress knowing, like, you're not directly opposing each other on game day. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe it's different for Matt. I'm not sure. Love is a good bit like Favre, actually. Prolific. You are not lying. We talked about it a lot last season. You know, he is a bit of a melding between Rodgers and Favre, but he definitely leans more Favre than he does Rodgers, no doubt about it. Zach Tom can ask for the bag. How long until that happens? Probably this offseason, I would suspect. I think that's the first year he's eligible to get a contract extension. So I think you'll see that happen without a question. He is going to be a highly paid NFL player, but also I suspect they view him as a core member of this team, somebody you do not let get out the door. But we'll see. We'll see. All right, everybody. I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Watch Party on Sunday. Go Pack, go.